Curran's body exploded. One second, a man stood next to me. The next, a monster towered over me, fully 7.5 feet tall. Gray fur covered his muscular limbs, dark, ghostly stripes crisscrossing it like the marks of a whip. The colossal leonine mouth gaped open, flashing scimitar fangs. I've heard his roar dozens of times, and it still shook me. The weredolphins had never heard it before, so they did exactly what most people would do when faced with an enraged lion. They cringed, paralyzed. I lunged forward, drawing Slayer as I struck, burying my sword in the weredolphin's gut and disemboweling him with a single rip. The pirates swarmed me. Behind me, the shapeshifters snarled in a terrifying chorus. The smell of blood filled the air. Behind me, Derek moved, breaking the necks and limbs of the bleeding pirates before they had a chance to recover. I saw Curran pick one of the pirates off the deck and break his spine over his knee. He tossed the limp body aside. To the left, a large weredolphin charged forward, shoving shapeshifters out of the way. A crossbow bolt sprouted in his eye. The weredolphin spun, and the 7-foot-tall striped nightmare that was Aunt Bee lunged at him, slicing his stomach open. She buried her hand deep in the wound and yanked out a handful of pale guts. I kept moving, carving my way through the gray, shiny bodies. To my left, 2 weredolphins rammed Eduardo at full speed and dove off the deck. Crap. In the water, they had an edge. I reversed my course, trying to cut my way to the side. Another pirate blocked my way. I thrust. He turned into my strike, and the blade pierced the thick hump of his neck. The weredolphin smashed into me. The impact took me off my feet. I flew a bit and hit the cabin with my back. The dolphin dived at me, too fast to avoid and too heavy to impale. I raised my left leg. The body hit me, the full weight landing on my leg. Crooked dolphin teeth snapped at my face. Heavy son of a bitch. I bent my knee more and slid him right onto the point of my sword. Nice and easy. The pirate sagged on top of me. The 400-some pounds pinned me in place. I strained. The body didn't move. Damn it. Suddenly, the weight was gone. The dolphin hovered 3 feet above me and was tossed unceremoniously aside.